Aaron Burmeister, you're second into Unalakleet today, just 14 minutes behind Mitch Seavey. And how are your dogs performing on the way over?
That was a really very tough, challenging run for us. We broke trail from Caltech all the way to Swarovski, 15 miles from here, in a whiteout snowstorm. We couldn't see even past the leaders, and it was a mentally very challenging run for the dogs last night. Mitch passed me just the last 10 miles, and the team had been worked pretty hard. We were out there 13 hours in that wet snow, and it was a long night.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of drifts, and were you guys plowing through a lot?
There was a lot of snow drifts and a lot of fresh snow, and visibility was down to zero with wind, and I certainly wasn't expecting it at all, leaving Caltech. It wasn't forecasted, and kind of caught me by surprise and made for a long night.
Now, in leaving here, you're getting ready to head out. Are you a little worried then about the rest of the trail and being also in the front out of here heading up the coast?
I think the snow is beyond us. We're not going to have to worry about another blizzard. It sounds like it's warm out there. But we'll just play it by ear and see what happens. The team took a lot out of them last night going through that storm, especially after coming up all the rain in the Yukon. So I got to really evaluate them now and make the dogs the number one priority and go from there, whether we're going to be able to continue to race hard or have to back off. Mm-hmm. And it certainly was a tough night last night. And I dropped a couple dogs right when I got here, and I need to take a look at a few more of them. So.
All right. So what's your plan? Are you just maintaining the team then on the way up, are you going to just gauge them on the way to see what they can do from here?
Or? I'm going to have to gauge them right now just to see what they can do without overdoing it at this point. I'm really kind of shocked at how long a night it was last night and how things went, but I really have to make them the number one priority and focus where they're capable of and kind of play it by ear and see what happens and try to pull it together. If we could still have an opportunity to take a good shot at it, I certainly intend to, but that run last night kind of took the wind out of my sails, unfortunately.
Now, coming into Unalakleet, though, this is kind of, it's in a way, it's kind of a home for you. You worked here for a couple summers, and you have a lot of friends here. And, you know, a lot of people were really excited here in Unalakleet because they know you pretty well to think that you were going to be first to the coast. But there was a lot of cheering when you did arrive. What did that mean to you?
It was incredible to have so many people out. I mean, half the town, it seemed like, was out. And I really appreciated seeing everybody today. It just made my day. And it is like a homecoming to me. Seeing everybody in Unalakleet is like another home to our family. With the way we've been welcomed and cared for the years and spending all the time that we have here. So,
thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
And good luck to you on the trip.
Yep, thank you.
Aaron Burmeister in Unalakleet, and reporting in Unalakleet, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.